There, Gia.
Hello, hello everyone. Hello.
Wow.
I'm trying out different hello. Hello. Different hellos.
They're all really lovely, Gia. Thank
Thanks.
you.
We'll settle
Yeah.
into something soon.
Okay.
As I just said to you, I'm not feeling very inspired, but I'm sure we'll get rolling and we'll have all kinds of general hospital insights.
Yeah, okay, let's hope so. Fingers crossed. I just sort of plowed through all three episodes tonight, so I only watched them once, but I thought there was some good stuff in there. I thought Sunny was interesting throughout, you know.
Oh yeah. My lack of inspiration is all me, not the show, just to clarify.
Just a little feeling a little blah.
Just a little tired, but no, I as far as the show goes, do you think we're seeing the new writers at work, or is this like a mesh of new and old, or what do you think? Do you notice changes?
I don't know. No, I don't think about that too much. I can't honestly say, but I think it is supposed to be the new ones, right, at this point.
Yeah, I was just thinking there's got to be a lot of overlap. I would think like they must have had to coordinate, or the new writers have to work with what the old writers have left them at the very least. You know, so we're I have a feeling we're not going to see bold new writing for a while. If we, I don't, you know, I'm not promising we'll see a bold new writing anyway, but you know what I mean? Like they're gonna have to
Sort of
follow the storylines that are in existence already.
Sort of stick with what they've got for a little bit.
Right.
Okay, so having established that, what sort of struck you? What did you
I
feel?
thought it was fun. I thought the reveal of Jason, like it's like a ripple in a pond, this like you know, as people are finding out. I thought the scene with Spinelli and Ava was great,
I
watching the
like
video together, you
Yeah,
know.
I like that. I love it when they have these unlikely little pairings, you know. And
Yeah,
that was a
yeah.
fun one.
And then this was just from today, but Spinelli revealing it to Maxie, also fun. And they were kind of hearkening back to the old Maxie Spinelli days.
Yeah, that was nice. I like that. I got a good feeling there.
A good feeling, not a pants feeling, but a good feeling.
I'll let you know when I experience a pants feeling.
You don't have to.
You don't want me to call you late at night.
You can keep
Gia, are you?
it yourself. We don't have to all tell every feeling we have at all times, you know, like Facebook has got us telling everybody like I feel blah blah blah, like we didn't used to have to tell everybody everything.
Yeah, I guess I could put it in a TikTok video.
Could you?
Hello?
I was just thinking, like, could you actually do that? I don't know if you, I mean, have you been on TikTok? Do you know how to do that?
No, I haven't ever really done much. I guess I've seen a few TikTok videos,
I've
but
seen them, but just because they're on Instagram or whatever, you know, I've
yeah,
seen
right.
them.
I kind of get the gist of it, and
Yeah.
the good and the bad, and this would be the ugly. But
Good one. That's not true.
anyway, anyway. Okay, where were we talking
Oh,
about?
what was standing out about the last couple of days? And yeah, so I was liking the ripple effect of, you know, everybody finding out about Jason.
Yeah, and I liked that it all sort of happened quickly, you know, like they didn't sort of string
Right.
it out, you know, for days and days.
Yeah, I thought we were going to string it out and have to wait till Dante, you know,
Yeah, that's
said
what I
like,
thought too.
yeah. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, is this the right a new writer's influence? Like this different, what is that? I guess that's a pacing issue, maybe.
Yeah, and maybe like maybe sort of they knew that they were going to have Jason back, so they want to get to the part where they can really use him, you
Yeah,
know?
right.
I don't know. We don't know.
We don't know, but it's fun to think
No.
about.
It is fun to think about. Yeah.
What else did we have? I don't know. At some point, we should probably talk about Maxie's sweater, but I mean, it's not a high priority. But
I'm gonna give it a thumbs down, I guess.
okay, because structure, material, colors,
It was
the
sort of like,
tears, the torn up aspect of
the
it.
sort of fake distressed kind of thing, and in a I don't really embrace the fake distressed clothing trend.
Well, how do you feel about actual distress, like real distressed clothing?
I have some. I think
I have so much.
all of my pants are distressed because they're like, why? Why do you keep eating whoopie pies when you know what it does to us?
It's distressing to your pants.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it kind of a mixed review. I like stripes. I thought the bold of black and white was fun. But the shape and the distressed aspects was kind of like a bad 80s flashback or something.
I
I
think
don't know.
so. I think yes, a nice striped sweater would have looked fine, you know, one that
Yeah, I
didn't
don't know
have.
why we had to have the unraveling of it.
Yeah, that just seems weird, like a weird idea,
But
you
what do
know.
we know?
Right, yeah.
All right, so we got that out of our systems.
Yeah,
Another
that.
like side thing that's so not important, but I like that we've seen a lot of fresh flowers in a lot of different places.
You know what I've been thinking lately, that you haven't really waxed poetic about succulents in a long time, and I wanted to
I
thank you for
haven't. But I could. But I do
that.
wonder, and I think I've brought this up before, but they have the flowers in the chapel, like on the side, there are the standard gladiolas, the big, tall. But up front, and I think I've brought this up before, and we've not figured out what they are, but there's these very fluty-looking white flowers, very beautiful. I don't know what they are, and I should. I like
Okay,
the
Julie.
chapel set. I like the stained glass.
Yeah,
It's a
I do
little
too.
unusual.
A lot of shit goes down in that chapel.
Yeah, we had a long scene with Ava and Sunny,
Yes,
which,
which I, yeah. The one in the
yeah, you.
chapel are we talking about now or another one?
In the chapel.
Where they
What do you
started.
want to say about that?
Well, there were some pants feelings in there.
I felt like at the very end, I felt like was Sunny going in for the kill there?
Yeah, that seemed like sort of weird timing. I mean, I
It
know
did.
like he's fragile and maybe smooching might make him feel better, but I don't know. It doesn't seem too classy to me.
No, and didn't he just say something weird to her? Like it seemed like they were talking about her being the only one he could trust. And he said something like that struck me, and I can't, I should have paid better attention, but it struck me as quasi negative. And then he started moving in for the kiss, and it was like, I was like, what are we doing here? Or maybe he was, coming in closer because he saw some lint on her shirt or something, and he
Yeah,
was
that's
gonna.
always a possibility.
It can happen.
It can happen, yeah, I don't know, Gia. There was that's where it did get a teeny bit murky, I would say, up until
Yeah,
that point.
I
It was
liked that
okay.
he kept his head though and didn't do the classic stereotypical Sunny and start th smashing things when she kept really pushing this idea of Jason has turned on you. And I was like, what are you doing, Ava? What are you doing?
I know, I was like, I was feeling that way too. I was like, oh, don't turn him against Jay. Don't make him believe
Yeah.
that Jason would do something like that.
And
But
yeah,
then,
so I was like pleased that he was like,
yeah.
came to the conclusion that somebody must have something on him, or and he didn't like blow his top. He So that was a little bit unusual. And I was like, what does she have a goal there, or has she just been elected to be the one to, I don't know. Or was she just playing devil's advocate? Or I don't
well,
know.
Yeah, I think she just, yeah, she wanted to, I guess she felt like she was being a good friend or partner, you know, like really forcing him to look at everything and then make
Do
his...
I do that to you?
Maybe. I feel like sometimes you have, and I kind of wish I had listened.
A little too much tough love. Or,
yeah, well, yeah, it is appreciated, but it's hard to take. Yeah, but I don't think
I've tried to quit doing that. I'm like, you know, Lauren, people don't like that. You know, you can just shut your yapper and keep your opinion to yourself.
I don't know.
This is slightly off topic, but I watched a lot of stuff about the Bee Gees last night because
there was a Bee Gees thing on PBS.
It was like Bee Gees all freaking night long. But they were talking about Andy Gibb. Who died quite young.
That's true.
Of myocarditis from a. Weakening his heart from like using cocaine from the time he was born. But anyway, poor Barry was talking about how it haunts him that his last conversation was like he was, you know, yelling at him and arguing with him and telling him he had to stop the drug. You know, he was like, it was kind of the thing of the time to the tough love, and you gotta you know, and. It just haunted him that was the last conversation.
Poor Barry, gosh.
I know, poor Barry. He's the only one left.
That's sad, isn't it?
But anyway, I thought, I guess you got to be careful with your with your people and your words. So
And Sonny was sort of feeling bad at his last conversation with Dante before the...
Right. And so I guess we should back up. Because another big conversation we had involving Sonny was Jaguar. And and the whole, like, they gave us the bet. They were like, you know, apparently a lot of viewers have no freaking clue who Karen was.
Right.
And, you know,
so they are going back. Well, and Sonny said it was 30 years ago, right? I mean, I know it. Well, I don't know how long ago it was in real time, you know, but in soap opera years, it was 30 years ago.
Is that possible? In either?
I don't want to figure that out right now.
I know. I don't either. It'll make me feel bad. but anyway, so we had the big, long sort of rehashing of Sonny's role in Karen's life and what was going on back then. And, and I thought it was interesting when you lay it out on paper what Sonny did, you know, he doesn't come out smelling like a rose.
No, although he had his sort of, I guess at the time, what he thought were his reasons for, I mean, some of his behavior. Of course, the strip club, you know, isn't a great look for anybody, but, you know, he did seem to think that he was sort of helping her and being there for her. And I liked that. I mean, I think you're right. It doesn't make him look great, but I like that he, in these instances where people are just bashing him, he does kind of take it when he knows he deserves it.
Yeah. Once again, he didn't lose his cool really during all of that.
Yeah, not too much, and it must have felt pretty shitty having Anna and Ava listening to all of that, you know.
Yeah, but they like instantly were, you know, it didn't shake their friendships. It didn't seem like
right. Yeah,
of course, Anna would have known all of that already, I would think.
Yeah, I think so. I like that Ava said she believed him.
Yeah. They are so going to be the power couple. I'm gonna love it. I see a lot of stuff online where people are like, no, don't get them together, and I'm like, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that's gonna be such a new dynamic, you know, if they did become like sort of a romantic couple, you know?
Yeah, and he needs that, you know. He does the put the woman on the pedestal thing, and then inevitably you know, mm-hmm. they do something harebrained and get knocked off, and then he absolutely hates them, you know. And
yeah. He just doesn't know how, or he's maybe not strong, or I don't know what it is, mature enough maybe to like work his way back into some sort of a relationship, you know, like get past.
Well, he has with Carly.
With Carly, but... yeah, yeah. But they've done that to each other so many times.
Yeah.
But with Nina, he just seems to want to cut all ties. Like he doesn't want to have to. You know, explore anything really.
Right. Right. Like what's the deal with, you know, she pointed out kind of like, hey, you know, you saw me do a really bad thing when I withheld you the fact that you mm-hmm. were alive from your family. And like, why, yeah. you know, suddenly we can't get past this thing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. like uh-huh. sort of pointing out like, you knew who I was, you knew how flawed I was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little, but he does yeah. seem to have, you know, he's really turned on her fully. She right. was doing some manic stuff the past couple days.
Yeah, yeah.
Some buggy-eyed, some real buggy-eyed stuff.
Yeah, she's sort of like, she is manic-y these days. She seems like she's just sort of like vibrating a little bit, you know?
Yeah, her aura is, I don't know what color.
I think it's like a reddish pink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when she brought that guy, what was his name? Adrian or something.
Her new... Yeah. I think you got it. Wow. I think her, so. Yeah. Her gossip columnist. Yeah.
I was finding that scene a little tedious, but I guess I, you know, started to accept it. I guess sort of like Alexis did, you know, but I kind of wanted to get to the part where Dante was, you know, at the hospital and stuff like that.
It was a pretty tedious scene, and it seems like Nina, when she's pushing these things, it's like her voice just gets louder, and she just sort of you know, it's like, you know, like have you ever had a dog that kind of like when they're misbehaving and you're yelling at them, they kind of yell back at you and like you know, they win by doing that. Like Daryl was like that. Daryl would be like, you know, he just get louder.
Well, I've noticed about myself when I'm doing my foreign accents, I get louder.
What? I didn't know you were doing foreign accents. How do I have to pay extra for the?
There.
In what, like, under what circumstance does this happen?
Well,
or is it private? That. I don't mean to.
It's part of this role playing I do with my suitors. No.
My suitors.
No, I used to.
Is this in your job? Are you taking calls this way? Like.
I'm pretending we're international.
Yeah.
No, I used to like do an impression of the Edge's mom.
That's quite bizarre. Okay. Like it's just so random.
Well, I just wondered if she would call him the Edge. You know. But then does it
always have the article in front of it, the Edge, or is he just Edge? Yeah.
No, it's just the Edge. Yeah.
Okay.
But then I think
trust
I learned
you on that. I don't know why.
I think
you've been wrong about a lot of shit.
Not that.
Not the important stuff.
No.
But I think his
mom died when he was pretty young, though. So then I started to feel bad about that impression.
Oh.
And I tried to switch over to Bono, but his mom, a couple of them had mothers who died when they were younger.
God.
I can't remember which ones, but.
Oh, God.
Anyway, that sort of thing.
All right. You want to do like Eric Clapton's mom? That could be confusing because I think he was like, wasn't he raised by like his grandmother and he thought his mom was his aunt or something like that? So you could really.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know his backstory as much. I just like the idea of the Edge's mom calling him the Edge.
The Edge's mom. Yeah, the Edge. Look, the Edge.
Yeah.
Eat your sandwich.
I was more like, I'm not going to do it.
Do it. Come on, do it.
No. It's stupid, and I will get loud. And there's probably no real accent. It's just me being loud.
So I forgot why we were talking about it. Oh, right, because Nina gets loud. Well, my husband, like, he does excellent cartoon voices. Like,
does he?
He can do, you know, Foghorn Leghorn or, Yosemite Sam, or the whole, he can do the whole cast of Rudolph. You know, but it only comes out at like random times when like we're with people. I'm like, oh, come on, do, you know.
Yeah. You can't do it on demand.
Cornelius, and he will not, you know, and it's like that frog that, you know, the frog in the cartoon is like, hello, my baby, hello. But, you know, but he won't do it for anybody but that one workman. Infuriating. That's like you. Anyway. Anyway. Nina was wicked. Hyper and over the top.
Yeah,
I did like her outfit. I thought the monochromatic sort of cranberry ensemble was working for her.
Yeah, and it makes you think, like, especially with what they're doing with her and her wardrobe, that they really can sort of help send a message, you know, about who this person is right now with, you know, with the way they're dressing, you know what I mean?
Okay. No. I thought you meant like, if I was with you at first, cause I thought you meant like the fact that they can dress her well means that when they dress somebody else poorly, that they've just, they're being lazy or something.
No, you know? I was thinking more like her colors, like the brightness, like the vivid sort of, you know, like in your face colors kind of back up how she's behaving.
You know? That she's being like a power player here, trying
and just loud,
she's taking over the company and she's just forcing her will upon everybody. And okay, I hear you. Now I hear you. Okay. What else? You want to talk about Scout's birthday party a little more? We did talk about it a little bit, but it's
sure. Okay.
It got kind of wrapped up. I just was hating Drew all the way through it.
I thought we were just going to have silence there for a couple of minutes.
No, I was just thinking, you know, the whole thing just made me hate Drew some more.
Because
we didn't get any interaction between Drew and his, you know, supposedly beloved daughter. And I just saw everybody but Drew doing a bunch of work to throw this birthday party.
Yeah.
Also, I thought that what was the story he was reading to her, supposedly reading to her? And then Olivia said, "Oh, I used to. I read that to Dante."
Oh yeah. I don't think I was paying close.
I can't conjure it up right now. But it was something that was way too young for this girl that we've seen.
Oh, okay.
Way too young. I was like, "What?" You know. I don't know. Okay. I just thought, and that's probably Drew probably picked it out because he's so stupid. He probably thinks she's still like five. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's such a bonehead of a character, right? And then he's keeping the boys, you know, during the whole like Dante crisis.
Yeah, that felt like not a good idea.
Ugh, yeah,
he just seemed sort of ineffectual, you know, like what is
they gotta bring Laura in.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, and like Laura doesn't have enough on her plate. Yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's a new Rocco.
Okay, because I was like, I don't think I've seen this child before, but maybe I have.
And all of a sudden, he seems like, were they always all the same, like, age? Danny, Rocco,
I have no idea how old they're supposed to be. I really don't.
I thought Rocco was younger, but I guess, I don't know. Doesn't matter, really.
Well, they do shoot up, you know, the young boys.
Yeah,
they do kind of suddenly get, like, 6 feet tall.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if they are younger, but yeah, they made them seem like kind of all around the same age. I don't know. I mean, it was kind of nice seeing the teenage boys, and I liked the interaction between Laura and Rocco. Yeah, that
as always, she's like says all the right things, you know.
Yep.
Yep.
She's just good. She's good.
Solid woman.
What else did we have happen? You probably remember more than me. What do you got?
Oh, something crossed my mind about that whole scene, but I can't remember what it was now. Maybe it'll come to me. But we didn't talk about yet. Laura and Cyrus had more interactions, and then Cyrus was alone in the chapel when Heather came in with her big, like, bone cutting.
Oh, the bone knife. Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of funny. I couldn't see what it was initially. I was like, what is she?
Yeah. She was like, isn't it great how they have all these tools for healing people or something? Yeah. You know? She really is a good character. It must be fun. It must be, I mean, it's such a great thing that actress has this role at this point in her life.
Oh, you know? My God. Yeah.
She must just love that. And it must be fun to write her lines, you know?
Yeah. She's probably like, I don't care if I'm in an orange jumpsuit for, you know, eternity, but because it's too fun. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And she and Cyrus are both, pros. You're kind of coming around on him, I think.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to say that.
Because... But you're interested in him now, aren't you? Like, whether or not, I'm not saying you think he's a good person.
Right. He's not a good person.
He's an interesting character now, isn't he?
All right, maybe he is. Yeah,
there's some ambiguity here. We just don't know.
We don't know.
His affection for Laura, seems genuine to me, and he seemed genuinely concerned about Ace. Like I didn't feel like he was playing her during that.
No, I know. Although it does sort of help his cause, you know, it made me a little uneasy when she was starting to act like she thought he was, you know, showing a genuine good side. Then I was like, oh dear, you know.
Yeah, don't fall for it. Yeah,
right. Like not trust
but verify. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, but that was it. Was I mean, they're awesome. They like we were talking about last time. Those two together.
Yeah.
Just get something that's really kind of like magic, you know?
Yeah, and I bet when the writers thought up that relationship, like it's such a cockamamie thing. Like, yeah, we'll make them siblings. And then this Martin guy who inexplicably has this weird Southern accent, you know, we'll make them.
Yeah.
There are people probably like, oh my God, nobody's buying this. But yeah, those two, they make it work and they make it so intense. And I love how exasperated she gets with him. And
And she seems like sometimes she'll talk to him like he's a child, you know, like, her decisions are always pretty sound. So you kind of think, yeah, maybe that's what you got to do to get through this guy, you know, and he seems to sort of take it.
Well, he might kind of need, you know, maybe he is trying to be a good person and she senses that he's kind of like needs training wheels to learn morals, to learn how to act right. Like, I don't know. Uh-huh. It's interesting though. But he and Heather were great. I mean, Heather is always just like, all that frizzy frazzled hair flying around and she's like a little Muppet or a little crazed rag doll or something.
A crazed rag doll, that's a good description. And she did go down for the count, didn't she?
Right, she did. And we don't know
if that's real or
faking it or real or I don't know. It seemed real, but she's good. So
I'm glad she didn't kill that guard. It seemed like she knocked him out. Right.
Yeah.
So that's progress, I guess, for her.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. But yeah, that was all some pretty good stuff there. What else did we have? We had some like I don't know if this was during this. It seemed like something that had just been put in the microwave for the millionth time. But the storyline where Marshall reveals for the millionth time that he's not schizophrenic. Like, why are we covering this again?
I know. Why are we trying to drum up some new suspense with this old story? Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I mean, unless is he going to sue somebody? Like, I mean, maybe that. I don't know.
The only thing I can think is that I think the police or whoever used to sort of like use these diagnoses to put people away just to get them out of the way. And maybe it happened,
right.
I'm sure it happened.
And it was during some kind of a protest, right? So they may have been, didn't he describe having some sort of break with reality?
I think he did have some sort of episode.
Yeah.
But I guess we don't know like the extent of it. And why didn't they just then explore like this current sort of storyline back when it occurred to everybody that he didn't actually have schizophrenia.
I know. It just seems like an odd timing. And why are we doing this again? Yeah. And I don't know. Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah. Right. Because that was way before Curtis got shot.
Yeah. Long before it. Yeah, I don't know.
So yeah, that feels like a little bit of nothing.
Yeah, and we haven't done anything with the pants feelings he and Aunt Stella had for each other. Like, that was just a little blip on the screen that nobody's going to do anything about.
Yeah,
We had a little bit of silliness with Cody and Sasha, just that more doing that stupid dance where they're like, oh, you going home? Yeah, I guess I'm going home. And, you know, it's like,
Right. I liked before Maxie left, the way she was sort of treating them and talking to them.
She was classic Maxie. That was
it
good.
It was classic Maxie. You can never have too much classic Maxie, I don't think, you know.
Right. And that's why I'm hoping that the return of she and Spinelli will give us more classic Maxie.
Yeah, because she has been kind of, I don't know if what the word is, but she seems like she's been a little bit beaten down or something, you know.
And yeah,
hasn't had her usual level of sass.
I didn't get why she revealed to Jaguar that they had, you know, that they had seen Jason. I mean, she didn't say Jason, but that they had protected their former best friend or whatever. It was like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I thought, is she doing that on purpose? Is there some, you know, is she leading him somewhere with this? But it seemed like it was just a faux pas.
And she's way too smart to do something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Didn't either. And then I thought, even Spinelli, I thought maybe he had some sort of fake footage, you know, that he had already, like, set up in case Jaguar came in and needed something.
Yeah, you don't have to call him Jaguar.
I don't want to call him John. I know he's not supposed to be Jaguar. I mean, Jagger. So Jaguar makes sense.
And on the snark page, they call him like something like John Jingleheimer, Jacob Schmidt or something. You know.
Yeah.
They have some good names.
I don't really like him as a character, I must say.
Well, it's the usual cop thing. Like, he's got to do the bad, you know, I don't know. He's, and he's got an axe to grind from years and years ago.
Yeah, and that all is not a very attractive package, I don't think.
Did you see his package? What?
I know you would like to.
What? I missed something. I just like that flip in his hair. It's got it reminds me of like the cute boys, you know, in the 70s that like had that perfect sort of little bit of feathered hair thing going on. You know, and some boys just really had it just perfect like that.
Yeah, I must say I did like a boy who had hair like that back in high school.
Yeah. Why don't they do that anymore? Why do they do this like that hairstyle on poor
Danny?
Danny, yeah, which I know that's what the kids are doing, but it's
it is. That's why he looks like such a typical kid, because that is
yeah But it's a really unappealing hairstyle, I find.
I guess that's okay. If you were drawn to Danny, I would be a little.
That would be a little bit of a problem, yeah.
What were we talking about?
Well,
I liked when Maxie tried to like use her like Mac, her dad.
Oh yeah, and it didn't work. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Because that's Maxie, you know, like, yeah, so there's like, no, I don't understand how she could have possibly let that slip about, you know.
Yeah, I was like, I thought it had to be on purpose, like there was something that I couldn't figure out there, but I guess not. Mm-hmm. What else did we have? And then the big thing is just waiting on the Dante. We got a lot of Sam and Olivia. How did you feel about all the Sam Olivia stuff?
Well, that was a little much, I thought.
It was a little overdone.
Yeah, because in a way, like, Olivia makes it about her, you know, and that doesn't seem like really Olivia, you know. She's not selfish, really, but when she gets all, you know, worked up like that, it feels like, you know, you're supposed to pay attention to her. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
so and that
it was too much Sherzy Wearsy time, I thought.
Yeah. I did kind of liked the whole thing with Chase and Brooklyn's conversation with Jordan.
You
I
did?
Thought,
really?
Yeah, I thought that wasn't too bad, you know? I mean, I like the fact that Brooklyn
felt like drummed up drama again, you know, like a little mini drama within a drama that was.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't figure out, and I don't know if I was paying close attention, like how the conversation with Brooklyn and Jordan started, because it seemed to come out of left field.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
But I liked that it brought Brooklyn back to Chase and that they were kind of open with each other, because I didn't want that to become a thing where she, you know, is quietly, you know, dying inside because.
Yeah, I guess so. I just felt like one. Yeah, but it felt like, oh, they're throwing up these sort of artificial little roadblocks where he's like, I understand if you don't want to marry me.
Yeah.
And like, oh, God, here we go again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That seemed a little extreme, you know. But it seemed like they do have to sort of have this out in the open, you know.
That's true. But yeah, basically, and I was wondering, like, is it possible that Dante is being killed off? Like, I was thinking about how I'd seen stuff online about Jason and Sam, Jason thinking he was still married to Sam or something, you know, when he comes back.
Yeah.
And I thought, are they like clearing the roadblock so that we can have J-Sam again?
See, I can't imagine why they would kill him off. I mean, unless he wants to do something.
Well,
else
no, because we like him.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, this is like the most solid guy on the show. You know,
yeah.
I mean, so that would be devastating to me if they killed him. So I can't even, you know, entertain.
You,
that
have you seen any scuttlebutt about that?
Yeah, but there's so much fake scuttlebutt that I don't.
There
wanna,
really is. Yeah.
I don't want to pay attention to it. Yeah,
you know the stuff that pops up in your feed and you haven't asked it to be there, but it's there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I saw one today that said something just inane about Eden McCoy is a lot like Jocelyn Jacks, and it was like, like, are these being written by AI or something? Are they not even?
Or was
you know,
it just a joke? Because I saw that too.
No,
is
you
that
did.
Something?
I was like, what? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway, thought, I try to just look past that stuff because.
Well, I go to that thing where it's like hide all posts from you know stupid fuckheads. but I don't think it works. I don't think that. I don't know. I feel like they find their way around you, that stuff or something. But,
yeah.
Anyway, yes, I would find it devastating to lose Dante as well, and it would certainly be a. Bad for Sonny's mental health because Dante is like such a stabilizing factor in his life.
Yeah, he really and for Michael too. You know, he's
So let's hope not. But yeah, I just thought, you know, what if he got a movie or something or
Right. Yeah.
Maybe, you know, what if they're rebooting Battlestar Galactica and they want him back?
I guess you'd be torn then, wouldn't you?
That was such a great show. I know you won't. You're so, like, if I tell you that you should watch something, you just won't. But
I don't know if I could watch a sci-fi thing. I just don't have the patience. What? Yeah. That can't be news to you.
I don't know. It's just interesting that you feel like sci-fi requires patience.
Yeah.
Like, is that,
yeah.
What's
the patience? Because you have to start it. Well, I guess, or maybe it's like more concentration because you have to sort of like figure out the parameters of this new world.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have that sort of energy.
Huh. Well, what is it that you have the energy to watch? Obviously General Hospital, but
yeah, you know, a lot of sitcoms. I love a medical drama, you know. So just
what about like
a
period piece? Like what about like Pride and Prejudice or, you know, any of those?
I can watch a historical sort of drama. Fluffy. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But sci-fi is where you draw the limit.
Yeah,
I feel like if you know enough about like just Star Trek, like a series or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. That was what was so great about Battlestar Galactica was that the world they created was so intensely real. And
I'll file that away, Gia, you know.
Yeah,
I can't promise anything.
File it away. I know. I don't have a great track record watching stuff you want me to watch either, so.
Yeah, so we'll just have to leave it there.
Our Venn diagram is pretty empty, you know.
Yeah, that I can't remember if I recommended Veronica Mars to you. Did I ever recommend that?
No, I've seen that. Should I? Is that good? Is that a cop drama or a?
Well, not really. It's kind of a cross between a teen drama and a little bit of a cop drama, I guess.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but it's got a little of your teen angst, but it's also got a real darkness to it.
All right. Have you ever perused Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yeah, you know, I've tried that, I think, once or twice, but
got some witty, very witty moments. Of course, it went on a long time, I think, and so I don't know. I don't know if you can watch the whole thing through and say it's all quality, but it's very funny. It's quite funny.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
I don't know. I guess I'm drawn to more fantasy and sci-fi. I don't know what that's.
Yeah, well, and you know, that's definitely becoming more popular these days. It's like in the book world, there's a lot more
people
reading.
I'm always on the cutting edge. Yeah,
I guess that's true, isn't it, Gia?
Well, you know what? I've never read a lot of sci-fi, though. I took a class on some sci-fi once. It was interesting, but I don't know. And I like a sort of military. The comforting, like, sort of military structure on a lot of sci-fi, you know, like...
Uh-huh, right.
I don't know what I like about that.
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
Anyway, okay, we've strayed pretty far afield here.
Pretty far, yeah. Okay, let's see, where were
Dante.
We?
So we don't want Dante to be off the show,
no,
for sure.
We definitely don't. I mean, that would be especially if it was like just a decision made on General Hospital's part, that would be a huge mistake. Either.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that. You know what I was thinking about earlier also, is I wonder if the actor who played Jax is like just spitting mad in Australia right now watching the Jason Return.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't. I've seen a few little like teaser headlines about him, and I haven't read them.
Oh, you mean about him returning?
No, just about his life and what it's like now. And I don't know
he's up to, but
I don't know either.
Interesting,
the
difference. I think the difference in their departure couldn't have been more stark, you know, and. Bit of a cautionary tale about burning bridges, I would think.
Yeah, I think that's true. That's a lesson for us all, isn't it, Gia?
Right. Although I like to, like, quitting jobs and stuff, it is fun to, like, just storm out and, you know, do the, like, Do the, you know.
Did you ever do that?
I once just like sent a note in with a friend. This was like, it's like I was doing like some secretarial work for a former professor, and she was mean to me, and I was just like, I don't need this, you know. So I just sent a note in saying I'm not going to be coming in anymore. Yeah, it was pretty cowardly. But no, I've never like stormed out. And, just in my head.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody what you really think of him on your way out, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's always tempting, but probably hardly ever a good idea.
Yeah. Anyway, I think the Jason return has injected some new life into our whole, our whole community of Port Charles, and
and now we just get to watch like the continuing ripple effect, and like when is it going to get to Carly, you know?
Oh my God, that's going to be massive.
Who would she hear it from? I guess Sunny.
Would Sunny like feel like he had needed to tell her right away, do you think? Or
I don't know. Maybe because maybe he thinks that Jason would reach out to her. You know what I was thinking when Jason noticed that he was bleeding? Did you see that part?
Right. Yeah, we did see that. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if he like showed up at Elizabeth's art studio?
Right, remember? Elizabeth. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
That would. I don't think she has it anymore. But her studio.
No. But yeah, he has had so many like big romances with so many of the women there that were big, iconic kind of romances. Right.
Yeah, and that was an awesome one, I thought, when he was like hidden away and she was taking care of him.
Right. Yeah, that was, and they were good together. They were great together. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, has he been not good with any of his female leads yet?
Well, you know, the only one that felt like it kind of got like it lost whatever magic it had was with Sam, I thought, you know, like somehow. Suddenly it just seemed like there was always a roadblock, you know?
Was that the longest one he had? Did it just kind of bite the dust, just time, you know, too much time? Like,
I don't know. It seemed like there was always something that was happening to either pull him apart or I can't remember, but it just felt like somehow it got ruined, maybe through no fault of their own, but you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can't say that I'm really rooting for that one to start up again. Seemed a little bit
I'm rooting for the he and Carly, partly so that Drew will just slither off.
He'll just be like wringing his enormous hands.
My favorite, it wasn't a romance, but my favorite pairing was Jason and Brenda. I thought they were like just hysterical together, and
because she's so like pushing all of his buttons.
Mm-hmm. And he just his exasperation with her was so real.
Well, let's say like he comes back into like Sunny's world, and Sunny's with Ava. I think Jason.
Oh yeah, that could be a similar
problem with that. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. and what's going to happen to little Dex
I know that was interesting that he and Joss like showed right up
sashayed right in
kind of instrumental there at the hospital. We haven't seen like any interaction with Sunny and Dex, although Sunny knows that Dex and Joss had they helped save Dante,
his son.
I also liked that at that when Sunny was taking all that crap from Olivia and he was talking to Anna about his like last conversation with Dante, right? That was with Anna.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And he was just looking so broken, you know, and it looked like Joss was sort of feeling for him, which I kind of liked because she seems to want to just write him off completely.
Yeah,
you know?
She's hardened her heart against him pretty effectively.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So
Yeah, she's the young Valkyrie, and
Yes, she is.
life is black and white for her still. Like, well, Dex, you're just gonna have to come back. You know, doesn't matter if anybody wants to kill you, you just have to, and that's all there is to it. Anyway, yeah, there's a lot going on. I think I like it all pretty well.
Yeah, I
Pretty
think I do
well.
too. I think the newspaper story is the least interesting to me in a way
Oh
because,
yeah,
you
it's
know, because
fluff. That's pretty
newspapers just
fluffy.
don't seem like real, you know,
Well,
real
yeah.
storylines anymore.
Yeah, they attach themselves to like a dying art, and maybe just thinking that their geriatric audience is still getting a paper and so would identify with it
Maybe.
or something, you know? I don't know.
And I don't know if Nina is still hoping to sabotage Drew and Carly through the paper. Wasn't that sort of part of her
Right, that was her
plan?
little plan. Maybe that's what the new columnist is going to come on to do. I don't
Yeah,
know.
just seems like that idea isn't gonna seem good for very long, you know? Like it already seems like a dumb idea.
Yeah, it seems pretty dumb. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, but we'll see.
Anyway, pretty fun couple days. I enjoyed it. We'll
Yeah,
see
and
where it goes.
I am glad that they stuck with the Jason, this whole storyline, you know, how sometimes they'll have a major storyline and then the next day you get
Right, they'll
like
go
all
to
the other
their
characters, you
right.
know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, and I
So.
mean the tentacles of this Jason storyline really like reach pretty much every, but you know, it's gonna reach everywhere. Interesting.
Yeah, man.
Can't wait to hear how he
Carly
got
would
out
just
from here.
be like, she would be just over the moon when she finds out Jason's
Yeah, or
alive.
will she just slap him, or what'll happen? We don't know. Like, you know.
I guess she could be angry that he didn't rush back, but
Yeah, he's let everybody think he was dead all this time.
yeah, I know. I guess
People don't like that, you
I
know?
guess they don't, do they? But I sort of forgot that that was
They
part of
didn't
this.
like it with Nicholas.
Yeah, true. But Jason had his reasons.
Well, yeah, we don't know what they are, but I'm sure he did.
Yeah, I think it was to infiltrate whatever this group is that wanted Sonny dead so he could prevent that from
It's all gonna
happening.
turn out, yeah, that way, but couldn't he have gotten words to Sunny somehow? Like,
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you? That's what they'll ask him. He
maybe it's just
couldn't.
too risky, too risky. I don't know.
Maybe Gia and I does do we think Jaguar has anything to do with these bad people, or do we think he's
I
on the up
don't
and up?
know. I want him to be on the up and up.
I know you like his hair.
I do.
That's all it takes, huh?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, yep.
Oh dear.
Oh
All
dear.
right,
Okay.
well.
Well, it was a pretty decent hashing over, and
Yeah.
thanks to anybody who listened.
Yes, thank you very much. And I have to apologize. I think we've had a few
What?
comments and
Uh-oh.
our probably our I think our YouTube channel, and
Oh,
I've been
okay.
remiss about getting back to people and saying thank you for your
Okay.
comments.
I can't do that from my, well, I guess I could comment as another listener.
Yeah,
But
I should probably give you like all the login stuff in case you wanted to
don't
respond
know,
to
that's a
people.
kind of heady amount of power.
It is. It's an enormous amount of power.
All right. Well, I like it when people comment. So cool.
I
So
do too. I do too. So I should do my best to respond promptly.
okay. Yeah, quit your slacking.
I know. I know,
Oh,
Gia.
God. Okay. All right. Well, we'll
Okay.
talk to you in a couple days. You have a lovely
Yep.
evening.
Yep. Yep. Take care. Good
All right.
night.
See ya.
Bye-bye.